Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you so much for tuning in to the next chapter of Widows Ministry Talk Show, our ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one for 20 years. What a blessing. I am Mary Hollis, your host, and I am glad that you tune in. I was waiting. I normally play the music longer. I would like to play the music shorter. But we have a few people that takes a little bit extra time in calling in, and that's why pretty much I normally let the music play a little while so we can get most of the people in before I begin the show. But I'm going to go ahead tonight, and as they come in, they will come in. I hope that you had a wonderful week and all is well, but if things have not been very smooth and divine order for you, just keep on trusting God and standing on his promises, because that's what we're going to talk about, ways and things that we can do to stand on his promises. But I do have some announcement tonight at the end of our show. A few things that we're going to be doing. And also, I'm not sure if you, the callers, you're able to attend the 20th year anniversary, which was September 16th. And it was really wonderful. And everything seems, God is good. God always show up and show out for our widows. And everything seems to be been in divine order. The place was beautiful. Everyone on the program did a great job, and we had a wonderful message from Dr. Sarah Hurd Williams. She was awesome. She had us laughing and also inspiring us and encouraging us that God wants us to be happy. And sometimes we don't want to accept some things that he has done and might be getting done and getting ready to do, and we don't want to accept it. And she talked about that. She had said that she was never going to get married again. And Now she is married. She's been married for 2.5 years now. So we have to sometimes accept what God wants us to do in order for us to be able to be happy, as well as to give testimonies to others that what God can do in your life. Again, well, I don't worry about me because I had chosen to be just the way I am right now. I'm committed to the next chapter of Widows Ministry, your widows and others who have lost a special loved one. If God chose to put someone in my life between now and then, we will have to talk about it. and certain things will have to be in order for that to happen. But just knowing that I am happy. I am happy in what I do. That expression, I am happy in my own skin. And I am happy in my own skin. So pretty much I do a little bit of traveling from time to time. I'm with friends. I go exercise. I spend time with my grandkids. Sometimes I go to L.A. and be with my granddaughter there and my son and his family. And I love that. I love all those things. And be with the grandkids here and doing things for them. And would you believe, before I go into my message, I wanted to talk about this. Would you believe that I have 3 grandchildren, 2 girls and 1 boy? And guess when their birthdays? Would you believe that? I think God was playing a game. He plays it with my daughter because for some reason the dates and stuff has always seemed all the dates that things have happened in her life has been, it's more or less that God is playing a game, being smart with me, playing a game with me or something like that. Because what I mean by that, my granddaughter who's turning 8 on Thursday, okay, turning 8 on Thursday. On Friday, the very next day after Thursday is Friday, my other granddaughter is turning 3. And 2 weeks later, my grandson is turning 11. In 2 weeks' time, I have 3 grandchildren that birthday all together. In 2 weeks, all 3 of their birthdays will be over. But just, and let me go further with that. I don't know what they were trying to do. You know, like how kids wants to outdo the other one. But all 3 of them, I can't, 3 Libras. And my grandson, who's going to be 11, guess what his birthday? His birthday is 10/11/12, October 11, 2012. Would you believe that? 3 grandchildren. That means I need to save up all summer until October because all 3 of them burst at the same time. So I got to get up off of some money or whatever I'm going to do for them. Well, what I did, I sent off my granddaughter in L.A. that's turning 3, her present will get to her on Friday, which is her birthday. Now, what I wanted to do, I wanted to take her present to her, but some things changed where I could not go this weekend because my daughter got me here taking care of her kids this weekend. Because there, and another thing, my daughter's wedding anniversary is October 2nd, which is next week. I think it's Tuesday. Let me see. Tuesday, I think. So they want to celebrate their birthday this weekend. So I can't go anywhere. So you see what happens this time of year, every year. I'm stretched, but it's wonderful. I love my grandkids, and I'm happy, and I'm excited about the things that, you know, they're going to enjoy this coming weekend. But anyway, let's go on to the message. Stand firm on the promises. But I thought you would get a kick of that, because every year at the same time, I'm trying to decide what I'm going to get for them or what I'm going to do or whatever. But it's all been done. I've ordered my granddaughter, whose birthday is Thursday, her gift. So I got 2 more weeks before I don't have to get my grandson's gift. So I got a little bit of time with that, but I'm going to work on getting that done also this week. But it's a blessing. It's a blessing to have grandkids, and it's a blessing just to have them to love on. Well, what I wanted to talk about tonight, and then I'll do the announcement afterwards, I wanted to talk about a few things are happening now that we have to be very strong in the word and strong in belief in God in order to be able to get through those things without falling apart. Because even though that you felt, I guess you felt that you fell apart and when your husband transitioned, but there's going to be more things that. So it's important that we find ways that we can stay strong and stand on God's promises and what he says that he will do and take care of us and protect us. When we prioritize God, we can be assured that every need we have will be met. So we have to believe, even if prices are going on things, we have to believe that God is going to supply our needs. I know our Social Security checks and our take care of all these things that every day you go to the supermarket or wherever you go, the price of the supermarket is ridiculous. You really don't even want to go in there because you get a handful of things and you're paying close to $100 for it. So things are happening that we need to really be prepared, start preparing ourselves for these things. And you look at the news and you see the things that are happening there, unbelievable things that you thought would never happen and what people are doing. So we need to start working on preparing ourselves for these difficulties and these things that we are seeing out there. And, you know, things that might be happening, you see things are happening to your family, health issues or what other issues that they might be having. And we have to be strong to get through those things. And so that's one thing. When we prioritize God, we can be assured that every need we have will be met. The next thing is Jesus promised to be there with us when we pray together in unity with others. It's always good to have others. Get yourself a prayer. If you don't have a prayer partner, get yourself a prayer partner, because it's so important. You can pray, but it's always good to have someone to come in the midst of prayer with you. So please, if you have not, do not have a prayer partner, I think it's important that you get someone that you can talk to, someone that you have faith in, knowing that what you share with them is not out in the street after you finish talking with them, that you trust them. So find that friend, family member to do that and pray with them, because sometimes I need some other people to pray with or pray for me. And I do that because I just need that extra strength to help me to get through that. And also to believe that that prayer that we are praying about, God is going to take care of it. Just like Jesus said, Jesus promised to be there with us as we pray together in unity with others. Another thing is we find ourselves sometimes toiling back and forth with decision-making things, things that we need to, how to eat right, also what decision we need to make on some of our things that we are handling financially, making the right medical decision, helping whether we should help a family member who's always coming to try to borrow some money, but how to say no. So all these different things that will be coming at you. Decisions about car problems, decisions about eating habits, going to the grocery store and trying to make your ends meet. All these things that it doesn't, what God is saying to us, it doesn't make sense when we have these problems and we don't come to him for prayer. He's waiting for us to give us answers. He said that he will supply all of our needs, and we have to believe that and stand on his promises. Also, it is comforting to know that we can pray these promises and watch them and watch them come to pass. And it does, sometimes it doesn't always happen as soon as you pray, but we have to be patient and believe and knowing that God is working it out. God already knows what you're praying about before you start praying. So just know that he knows what you need, and he promises that he will supply all of your needs. Two things that you should always do is believe. Believe God, believe that God is going to take care of us. Our belief in him, our belief in his ability to conquer anything, heal, supply, whatever he may do, believe it. I believe. And in Hebrews 11:6 says, he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Yes, he wants us to seek him during these situations, casting our burdens to him, and talk with him about these things, even though that he knows, but he wants you to be that that person that knows when you need help, who to go to. You can always go to him for help. You can go to your friends for certain things. You can go to church and receive certain things. But you know, once you go to God, you can count on him always and supplying your needs and giving you the answer that you need. Belief is one of those things that you can't see physically, but you still have it. For example, you believe a chair will hold you when you sit in it. I went to a class once, this was years ago, where they had this different example with chairs. And they had the chairs lined up and had you to stand in front of the chairs. Now, they didn't let you fall, but they'll pull the chair away from you. Now, do you have belief that that chair is going to be there when you sit down? Most of the time you do when you sit down. But just suppose that chair is not there. If your belief is saying that that you don't believe that chair will be there to hold you, then maybe something might happen. Once my uncle did something to me, he didn't do it purposely, but what he did was I got up from the chair and he moved it. He moved the chair back, but he didn't move it to do anything to me. He was just moving back to where he thought it should be when I got up. But what I did, I didn't go too far, but I backed up thinking that the chair was right still there. And I fell so hard on my bottom because I believed that chair was going to still be there. I didn't know my uncle was going to move that chair. And getting back to what it says, a chair will hold you when you sit in it. You can't explain the physics of it, but if you sit in it believing it will do what it's supposed to do. Belief in God is like that. You put your trust in him that he will do what he said he will do, just like you believing that chair is going to be there when you sit down. The Bible, his written word, is filled with these promises. Standing on his promises is so important. And talking about once you believe, you should have faith. Faith in what you believe in as well. The word faith in 1 Corinthians 16:3-14, it says, keep alert, stand firm in your faith, be courageous, be strong, let all that you do be done in love. Well, faith is not something you commit to once, then you don't think about it again. Instead, it's something that alerts you every day to possibility and opportunities. God has called you to live a life of vibrant faith, open to his directions, keeping your eyes on him. Day by day, you will see his faithfulness, and your faith will grow. Soon you will stop worrying about what is around you, in the next corner. I mean, here and there, that you're looking around and say, what's happening here? You'll know with certainty that the two of them can handle anything. Yes, your faith. First believing and first having faith in God. Standing alert, standing firm in your faith. Be courageous and be strong. We must be strong and become stronger because the world is not going to get any better. It's going to get worse. So we have to have ourselves together. So when these things come to, happens to our family, we'll be able to deal with it better than just falling apart. And something I'm going to say, sometimes people, okay, I don't know if you are one of those people, when something happens in your life, or someone dies, if you are strong in your faith and you know that God, his timing is God's timing, and you believe that, don't think that you have to look like you want to fall apart just to show that you have emotions. If you don't want to cry about the situation and just pray and believing that what God has done is his will, you don't have to fall apart. Show your strength. Show that you are standing on God's promises. You are courageous and that you're going to be strong through the situation and that you're going to pray about it and that you're going to hold on to God and changing hands. That you're going to believe this whatever has happened, that you know that God was in it. Or if it happened, there's nothing that you can do to change it most of the time. So I find that some people have to show their emotions because they feel that they need to do that to let people know that they're going through something and that you have had a loss and you're going to cry and fall apart. You don't have to do that. If you are strong and you have faith and you believe or know that God is still in control, let them see the strong side of you, not the weak side. Let them feel, and if you feel that you need to release those feelings or cry, whatever, it is okay to do that as well. But stand firm. Be courageous in your walk with God. You know, I experienced my husband's transition. That first week, I didn't cry because I heard my sister would say to someone else, I haven't seen her cry. And more or less, I wasn't eating much. But you know what I was doing? I cried when it first happened. Yes, I did. I cried when it first happened because when I went to the hospital, I sort of fell apart then. But after I left from the hospital, I knew I had to plan this funeral. I knew I had two little babies I had to take care of. So I started focusing on that. I didn't let his death. I felt that I couldn't fall apart because I needed my kids not to see me fall apart, even though we're babies, they didn't understand. And pretty much I held on pretty well. Now, when I first cried after getting his funeral arranged and everything done, during the wait, for some reason, when I saw his body again, really the first time in the casket, I viewed the body, but I still didn't put that in my mind. I sort of was there and not there. But when I saw him in the casket, then that's when it all came. But that whole week, I knew I had to do getting the arrangement, everything done. So I was focusing on that. It's not saying that I wasn't trying to be strong. I knew what I needed to do. And I took care of it. And then at the last, which was the wait, that's when I felt all the feelings. And yes, I cried and didn't fall apart, but I cried and I realized that Al was gone. He really was gone. But I continued to do the things that I needed to do with my children. It was difficult. And like I said, I cried going to work and coming back. But I knew I had to be strong for those children. I had to find a way that I was going to be able to handle all of this. I did a lot of praying. And also I had a lot of people who prayed with me and for me. So just knowing that it's like I said, things are not going to get any better in life because, you're going to still have fun and you're still going to enjoy your life. But it's just that you will have trials and tribulation. And you can see that the time is near. Right now, we can't tell what summer, winter, or whatever. We've had some crazy weather throughout the summer. So just know that those all kinds of things are happening. You can see on the news the things that are happening. So we must be strong and knowing that God is there. Jesus promised to be there with us. And then he also asks us to with others, be there for others as well. And that is the message tonight. Stand firm on his promises and just knowing that he'll get you through. I mean, it might not be as smooth as we want it to be, but he'll get us through these situations that will be occurring. And I have some announcement. The announcement that we will have our first meeting in a long time at my home. It is October 14th from 9 to 10:30 p.m. a.m. 9 to 10:30 a.m. Saturday, October 14th. And what we're going to discuss is our next annual trip for 2024. And I want all of your opinion about different things I've pulled out and selected different states or whatever, thinking about some trips on Diamond Tour or going on a cruise or whatever. But I need your input on this, and I want us to, as many as you can come out and let's help make that so we can start collecting money and paying on it. And we normally go on our trip in the month of June. We normally go the middle of June, really after the kids are out of school. Now, we only invite adults, no children, only adults on this trip. And it doesn't have to be widows. It can be family members, church members, neighbors, or whoever wants to go. So just, and then it can be male or female. So just knowing that, we have a lot of people that join us on our trip that are married, are just friends or whatever the case may be. So just knowing that, we invite anyone that wants to come other than children. And we have had a great time, have never been a problem as far as the people that comes on the trip. We get along, and we have a wonderful time. But God is always there to protect us and help us to enjoy ourselves. Just like he had our anniversary. Our anniversary was almost perfect. I mean, he was there in every way. And that is only one announcement. To come out, I normally have a continental breakfast prepared for you, so don't bother to eat anything. Just come on, and we're going to fellowship together, meeting old and new widows, and also plan this next trip. And any ideas that you might have, please come and share it, because, like I say, we need ideas as well. So that is all I have for you tonight. And I mentioned something to some of the callers when I first came on. The reason why I play the songs longer sometimes, because I'm waiting for you all to come on. I like to have a good audience before I start talking. So that's one reason. Now, if you tune in at 10, then I will start at 10. And I am trying to get a couple of speakers for the month of October. I text them. I haven't gotten a response yet because I want to get someone else to talk to you guys about different subjects and topics and all that. But the month of November, November on to January, we're going to be doing a topic called Holiday Blues, giving you tips. And that is it. That's all I have for you tonight. Be blessed and have a great week. Tune in again next week, and maybe by next week I might have someone on, but I'm waiting for them to respond. But be blessed and be safe out there, because that virus is still spreading again, and you know it's the winter time, so please be careful. I am trying to be careful myself. But just knowing that God is there with you. Pray and ask for protection every day. But God is there with you. And just knowing that you're not walking this walk alone. We have a lot of us here, and we want to embrace you in any way we possibly can. Be blessed and good night. And tune in again the same time next week from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Be blessed.
I worship you. You are. Waymaker,